The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. S-O-S. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now.
I think you've got no idea what disinformation is, and I don't think the government's capable of it. Do you know who the greatest propagator of disinformation in the history of the world is? The U.S. government. Are you familiar with McNamara, the Pentagon Papers? Are you familiar with George W. Bush and the weapons of mass destruction? Are you familiar with Iran-Contra? I mean, think of all the debates and disputes we've had over the last 50 years in our country. We work them out by debating them. We don't work them out by the government being the arbiter. I don't want you guardrails. I want you to have nothing to do with speech. You think we can't determine, you know, speech by traffickers is disinformation? You think the American people are so stupid they need you to tell them what the truth is? You can't even admit what the truth is with the Steele dossier. I don't trust government to figure out what the truth is.
Well, on the front of the Disinformation Governance Board, Rand Paul doing his level best to lead the charge to dismantle the American version of the KGB before it officially gets off the launch pad. Although we know that in reality it's been in existence for some time, and it actually was commanding and demanding the work of the fact checkers and the Facebook jailers and the Twitter suspenders. These people have been in charge of making sure that you don't have access to your account unless you say something and unless you comply to their freedom of speech edicts on those given platforms. And we said from the beginning, Facebook jail is going to turn into real jail, but the speed bump along the way will be you're not able to access your property rights unless you give up your freedom of speech rights. In a nutshell, that is what social credit scoring is and does. It's what it accomplishes. You have to comply with your thought criminality. You have to suppress your thought criminality, and you certainly aren't able to express it verbally in exchange for the right to own property or to access basic life necessities like food, clothing, and shelter. And that's what housing this under the Department of Homeland Security, that should be a terrifying notion to anybody with two neurons to rub together. Realizing that the same entity that owns 2 billion rounds of ammunition has now hired scary little scary poppins to be the information czar in the United States. Huge announcement in regards to that. Elon Musk announcing something about his ownership of Twitter, and we'll bring you the very latest coming up after the break. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.